This hall is dedicated to folk medicine. Inside the home of a village healer or znakarka, the fragrant scent of herbs fills the air. A fire crackles in the stove. Herbs are spread across a wooden table, and traditional dish racks hang above the benches. Here you'll find an array of healer's tools, wooden troughs for soaking herbs, protective embroidered towels, household treasures like clay pots, mortars, handmills, barrels, wash basins, pouches, bundles of plants and roots. In the corner of the room, sacred icons. The Znakarka's home was a true laboratory of the folk healer. For many centuries, healers were the only source of medical care. They healed with prayers, herbs, incantations, and folk magic, malfas. They could remove curses and ward off the evil eye, activating the body's natural ability to heal. Which natural materials were used in healing spells? You'll discover this during a fascinating tour through the world of ancient medicine. Herbs were worn on the body, used to insulate homes, and of course, to heal. Herbalists of the time knew the secrets of gathering plants. Their work was often accompanied by rituals and sacred chants, all of which will be revealed to you by the guide or audio tour. It was believed that folk healers were guided by the hand of God. Znakarkas followed their grandmother's sacred teachings, keeping them secret, for who knows how others might use them. They followed the rule of the old masters: harm nature and healing will be in vain. That's why people avoided actions that might upset the natural balance. When harvesting medicinal herbs, they prayed. Apothecaries too began their work by asking God to protect the ill. They infused every medicine with kindness and good intentions. In the pharmacy, everything must heal. A special highlight of the hall is the model of a traditional Ukrainian clay oven, a source of warmth, nourishment, and healing. The oven was always the heart of the home, yet it could be both a life-giver and a danger. Which one exactly, you'll learn on the tour. Herbal teas, decoctions, and infusions were brewed inside these ovens. Even plain water, heated in a pot, was believed to gain special powers. Water played an essential role in healing rituals performed by witches and healers. Our guide will explain what was considered the key to beginning any successful endeavor, and reveal ancient ceremonies still remembered today. This is just one more reason to join the captivating journey through the world of folk medicine.